Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we're coming to you like kind of early this week. You know, a day early, a night early. What are days anymore? But we couldn't wait that long because we just wanted to talk Potomac. We wanted to talk Below Deck. And there's nothing else on.
There's nothing else on. And then, well, there is a lot of controversy this week happening with the one and only Kelly Dodd. People are trying to cancel her right now. And I just don't know how I feel about the whole situation. She really made a splash this weekend.
I mean, I cannot stand Kelly Dodd anymore. I think we just, because Vicky and Tamara were so horrible, and we knew, like, Kelly was, like, controversial, but maybe not to the degree that she's taken it to now. Like,
I think we forgot how controversial she is. Like, remember her with Heather Dubrow? Like, that, didn't she call her cunt? Like, mm-hmm. at that sushi restaurant? You know, all of that kind of stuff. Like, and she's always been really vile. But I think we were just so happy she was so vile to Tamara and Vicky and got them off. Yep. Like, we couldn't.
Our bias was off. Like, we, yeah, like, our picker was off. We had bad radar on that. But now I'm done with Kelly. I'm just... Throughout this whole thing has just been like, because like your fiance is a, you know, a
Fox News correspondent.
Yeah, regardless of whatever correspondent he, like, it's just like, because he can spout something and then all of a sudden it's quote unquote fact. It's like, come on, Kelly, like, you are not a correspondent. You are an idiot having a maskless bridal shower, taking photo, which, here's the thing. You do whatever you want to do. Like, I, at this point in people's adult life, like, you do you,
well,
right?
Well, everyone that was at that bridal shower chose to be there. And if they wanted to wear a mask, they could have. If they didn't, they didn't.
But here's what's annoying, though. It's like, clearly everybody's maskless. Okay, fine. Again, you do you. But then she has, like, the audacity to post two photos with everyone in masks. Weird. And be like, oh, you guys wanted to know where the mask
was? I thought it was photoshopped. I was like, wait, I saw the Instagram stories. No one was wearing a mask. Oh, they put it on for a photo. Like, I literally think someone went in because they all were wearing the same mask, too.
Well, I thought it was like maybe like a white bridal mask for everybody or something. It just, the whole thing was like, okay. And then on top of that, somebody gave her a trucker hat that said Drunk Wives Matter. And that's fucking disgusting. Okay. I know we're only 2 minutes and 35 seconds or whatever into this podcast and I've already started my cursing. Sorry, I usually try to wait at least a half hour, but what the actual fuck? Like, it's so disgusting and so gross and not okay to, like, make fun of something that is happening to our country, detrimental, like, all these things, like, racial and social injustice. And I know everyone's like, here goes Courtney being woke. I don't give a fuck. 3 minutes in, okay? 3 minutes and three of those, okay? Like, it's just so gross to me. And then she, like, released a statement being like, I thought it was just a silly joke. Of course I think, like, Black Lives Matter. And it's like, but that's exactly
what... Did you read the comments on them?
No, I didn't. What did they say?
Oh.
Like, for or against?
There was a lot of supporters. And then I was wondering if she was running through to delete the bad ones. I'm not sure. And then she put up, so then, like, some people have come together and said they're not going to watch Orange County because of Beverly Hills. People are posting.
Because of Beverly Hills?
I'm sorry. Orange County.
No, you said Orange County. Oh, because of Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
Oh, you said not going to watch Orange County because of Beverly Hills. You meant Kelly Dodd. Okay, sorry.
Oh, no. Wow.
It's 4 minutes in and we've already forgotten. That damn concussion. Yes.
Because of Kelly Dodd, they're boycotting Orange County in general. And you guys, we just, I told Courtney, I said, you know, maybe it's kind of like a below deck. We don't take notes. We can watch if we want. We don't
I'm conflicted because I want to support people like Bronwyn, who I think, especially within like Black Lives Matter, really like took a stand and put herself out there. And I know that that's shown within this season. And so I like want to be supportive there, but I can't be supportive of Kelly Dodd doing this dumb shit. Like, I'm sorry. It's when you have a platform, and I'm not saying us, okay? I'm saying people that are like these celebrities or reality stars. And when you say something like that, like, it's detrimental. It's not okay. Like, you have followers that some people will blindly support you. So when you do things like that and you laugh it off, and then she also like posted something too that was like, I can't be racist because I'm a Mexican and my fiance is a Jew. It's like, what? No, that's not how it works. And it's just, at this point, I'm just done. Again, she's still getting married this Saturday. You know, it's just, I feel like
I'm curious if it's still in Napa and stuff because of the fires up here.
Either way, it's just I can't be supportive of somebody like that. So I'm really conflicted on OC this season because it's like you have almost like two sides of the spectrum, you know? So,
which I think will be super interesting to watch in a lot of ways because I mean, and I think also infuriating. Mm-hmm. But
again, I was over OC after last season. So like this to me is almost, I feel like I'm going to watch the premiere. I'm going to see like kind of almost like the path of where it's going, what's to come, that sort of thing. And then it's not probably going to
be really COVID heavy.
And nobody wants to see that. Like, cool. Kelly, yeah. You can't find toilet paper. Yeah. Most of us couldn't. Okay. We had to wipe our own ass with our hands, right? Just us at my household.
I am not you. Shocked. She hasn't gotten it.
We don't. She could have. Like.
Yeah, she could have.
You know, a lot of people are trying to hide
Emily
it.
And Shannon did.
Yeah,
I feel like she would say if she had it though.
Would she, or just as a just an if somebody outed her for? Either way, it doesn't matter. It's just she's gone to me. She's gone too far, and I know we've joked about saying Kelly God and everything. People get really offended by that. It's just a joking nickname, like. We got. I think I personally think we just move on from it, but I think that we still need to watch the premiere to support Bronwyn. How's that feel?
Oh, sure.
Okay, maybe a slight recap, and maybe we recap it and we don't recap Kelly scenes.
Well, we have like a lot of things to go over. I mean, the next couple of weeks we have SLC coming up.
Yep, can't
we? We have Southern Charm.
Yep,
we have a new Below Deck. I mean, I'm fine with putting OC on the back burner.
Great.
I don't have enough time.
Great. I mean, honestly, there's...
Quite frankly, taking notes on four television shows begins to become stressful, people.
Yeah, it is. And I don't even do it.
I'm all like, okay, I gotta be in the mood to watch this show because mm-hmm. I gotta take good notes.
Okay, I tried to take notes when I was watching Potomac, and literally my notes are just... I need Monique's shirt. What the hell is Giselle wearing? These notes are very hard. Like, I just tried to take some, like, things that I needed to comment on.
I hated Monique's shirt.
What?
I found it very distracting. I even wrote that in my notes. Like, I was like, I can't stop looking at this shirt.
Oh, my God. I loved it so much. I literally went online to go find it. It's by this company called Ghostspell, Ghospell, and Urban Outfitters sold it last year, and it's gone. It's gone. It was on ASOS. It was on all these different websites, and it's gone.
Oh, I loved hated it.
Okay.
Maybe it's a polarizing shirt.
It clearly is. Clearly is. I loved it.
I was so distracted by the shirt. Anyways.
We'll get there. But okay.
Let's talk a little Below Deck.
Okay.
Oh, I'll just talk.
Yeah, because, you know, again, I've already quit on that show, so you tell me. I'm going to open my LaCroix, and I'm going to have a sip while you explain to me what's going on.
So, Below Deck, the big thing this week is Jess and Rob, and basically Aisha touched. Rob's wearing a backpack, and she's
wearing a backpack.
Yeah,
and both straps on.
Both straps.
Wow,
on.
that is asking for it.
She puts her hand on his butt to like, and they take a picture
on purpose on the butt. Like, was she like trying to make a move? Or do you think it was just kind of like around him?
I think she is very flirty, silly, fun, does not see him in that way. She is. There was a moment, though, where they got ice cream. I feel like it was a gelato. And she let him lick some of hers, like on the scoop. And I actually thought that was kind of strange in some ways.
Okay. Okay. Like swapping saliva kind of thing.
I wouldn't let you lick my ice cream cone.
I wouldn't ask.
Yeah, like I'd let you put a spoon in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a weirdness.
That was kind of weird, but okay. Going back to it, I don't think she's that way. She knows they've been dating the whole time. She came in late. Like, why is she trying to go for this? But I would say that Rob is definitely flirting with the guests. Okay, I will say that. Mm-hmm. And basically. Freaking Jess loses her shit. She's like, I'm gonna like fucking cut a bitch. Like, she gets so fired up. Like, it was legit scary. I'm like, remember when she told us about how she broke into her ex-boyfriend's house and like ruined it?
No.
I could see it. Yeah,
I think I had quit on that already.
So she is raging. She's raging. She's so mad. She's like ironing profusely.
She's ironing profusely.
And then Bugsy's like, Jess, what's wrong? I don't know what accent that was. And Jess tells her, and Bugsy then, like, pulls her aside and is like, basically, like, you're phoning in this last charter. Do your job. And then she's, like, Jess is, like, smoking on the bow, and her and Rob. It's like they're
I love you with your boat terms. Like, smoking on the bow, ironing profusely. Like, oh, man.
They're just so intense, and basically
Rob. Have they had sex? They did have sex last week.
They have. And basically, Rob is like, I'm just going to shut down because you're acting like a psycho. And
that makes her go more crazy, right?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Uh-huh. But then he's also secretly like, I'm not going to go to Bali. And he's going to take the boat's going to go somewhere else. And he needs to get like 2,500 miles. And so he's going to do like, it sounds like he'll stay on the boat without passengers and like take it to the next destination to get like a new certification. Like he talked to the first mate about it.
The first mate that was there for Hannah's firing.
Yes.
Okay.
It must be. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And he hasn't told her yet, but that's next week, the finale. And then like Bugsy and Alex are pretty cute together. I'm kind of, it's cute.
How do you feel? Because that's your man.
Well, you know, I'm just happy he's happy.
Okay. I understand.
I think he might drink too much.
And that's a problem for you?
Yeah.
There could only be one drinker in this relationship.
So that's like not for me.
More or less than Travis. Remember Travis from Below Deck?
I'd say less.
Okay.
Say less.
Like he's just like always popping a beer though, or like any off.
No. I think every time he drinks, he gets drunk.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't know. It's not for me.
Mm.
Okay. So, and then we have Malia and Tom still, and they have a very interesting relationship to me. He was such a fucking dick crybaby bitch last week. And then, like, I just, like, if someone acted like that, like, I'd be grossed out. I don't know. I have issues, though, so.
But that's for a therapist. So let's talk about Malia and Tom. No, but
Malia is, like, still so supportive. I can't even fake it.
Like, do you think, like, I'm wondering if Malia literally talked him into, like, come on, spend some time with me. I can guarantee you a spot on this show. And he was, like, super apprehensive towards it. And again, right, he makes his own decisions. But, like, I feel like she was, like, it's really easy money, too. Like, you make double what you would make on a normal charter because you're on TV, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's just do this and we can be together. And then maybe he didn't realize how hard it was actually going to be.
He is just like a spoiled brat, I feel like. And
not to make excuses for him. Yeah, I just was wondering the motive.
I just don't know how she's still sleeping with him.
Well, she's not now.
Well, they're not. But it was quite unattractive.
Yeah, no, I feel like when like if you're dating someone, they like make it and you're just like, I am.
That like, just, like, wouldn't fly.
I am, like, inside like, Jess right now from what you've described. Like, I am going to, like, go crazy. So Brad Goreski, you know, remember Rachel Zozel, assistant Brad?
Oh, I know Brad.
Yeah. So he, I mean.
Brad Bucks?
Yeah. I know Brad. Love Brad Bucks. But so he does, like, these, like, reels or TikToks now from, like, scenes from Bravo. And so he did one from Below Deck where it was, like, Malia, Sandy, and Tom. This is probably maybe like last week or something, but like where Sandy's basically like, Malia, get out of the kitchen. And just like when Brad does it, it's so funny.
It's not the kitchen, it's the galley.
Oh, sorry, boat nerd. Dork.
It's the galley. I'm naughty.
I hate you. Okay.
Nothing goes
bad. I was just thinking that.
Oh, guys. That's good old Delta Gamma for you guys.
Mm-hmm, the tattoo of an anchor on some of us. Mm-hmm. Not you.
Not me.
Maybe me.
I'm tatless.
Is anything else about Below Deck? Did you by chance catch, I did not, did you catch like Bravo Chat Room or anything this past week?
No, I did watch the Netflix, the
Social Dilemma.
I watched that before. Oh. No, The Murder.
American Murder. Yes. American Murder. So you mentioned this. I think you mentioned this last week that it had come out. I, too, watched it. And so it's about Chris Watts, who was convicted of murdering his wife and two kids from Colorado, maybe in, like, 2018. And so there's nothing, like, new presented in this, but the body cam footage. And that's what's new, right? Like, there's no, like, new fact. But just being able to, like, see it through, like, the body cam from the police officer, see, like, the tapes from inside the room. You know what those rooms are called, like the interrogation room.
Yeah.
Like, all that was so chilling to watch. And I was, like, watching it right before bed. And I was like, oh, no. What do I do? Like, I need something else on.
So I think I'm desensitized.
Oh, no.
Because, no, it was eerie to see the body cam. Mm-hmm. But I had seen everything else on a
You've already watched Dateline in 2020 on it.
Yeah. So I clearly was probably more knowledgeable than most viewers. I had already cracked this case as the armchair detective.
Maybe you, Robin, and MKEPI all need to team up for like a detective case.
I, I guess maybe I was like too looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. They did a great job. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll give them that. Okay. But I needed more of a deeper dive. I needed to know more about the girl.
About the girlfriend? I agree.
I need an episode just on her.
I
need 60 minutes of their first date, their second date, what's going on. I needed more about his background.
Now, did you also feel gross? I felt gross kind of reading into her text with her friends about their sex life. That felt a little invasive to me. And then when they would like show, so this isn't like spoiler. Well, I know, but when they would show like even like the text, they would show these texts on screen, right? But they would show the typing out of it, and then they would like misspell words and like backspace it. And I'm like, that's, come on. Like, it felt a little sensationalized in that fact. And I felt a little dirty seeing, being like privy to that when she's not here to like defend or anything. I did think it was good. It was interesting. I don't usually like watch a bunch of those types of things. I'm more of a trash person.
Right. And what else?
I watched season 2 of Pen 15. I've started that. If you haven't watched season 1, it's so good. It's on Hulu. It's about these two girls who are like our age, but they play like they're 13.
Oh.
And back in the 90s. And so, but every other actor, like all the other kids in school, like I think they're in 7th grade, are actual like 7th graders.
Okay.
It's just really good. Season 2 came out last week or the week before. I loved it. Also, Emily in Paris, which is on Netflix and stars Lily Collins, and it's supposed to be like the new Sex in the City. It's horrible.
Okay.
But in the best way. Like, it's so cheesy, and it's like, oh gosh, how did Emily get in this predicament again? You know, and of course she moves to Paris and her neighbor's super hot, and it's the fashion's fun. It's like a really easy show to watch.
Okay, got it.
And then I didn't watch all of them, but I just started them, you know.
Yeah.
Season 6 of Schitt's Creek is finally on Netflix, so I'm catching up so I can watch the end.
So I watched the first season on Sunday. I mean, you just can pound through those episodes.
Pound
it out, Schitt's Creek, and...
What do you think? Season 1's a little tough.
It's...
It gets better, though.
It's nice to, like, not pay a ton of attention.
Right.
Like, I can be on Instagram and Facebook at the same time.
For sure. And, you know, you can have a computer, a tablet, a phone, and your television all at the same time, and you don't really miss too much.
Literally, my boyfriend, he'll be like, do you want to watch a movie? And I'll be like, I'll let you pick.
So that
because I'm like, I'm going to not watch any of this movie right now. I'm going to go on my phone for 90 minutes.
Yeah. But if there's anything that interests you, and maybe like 10% me.
I don't really care that much. You can pick something.
He's like, how about this war movie? You're like, love it. Band of Brothers? Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
And there's something else you're really trying to think of.
I watched something else this week, and I liked it.
Is it a show or a movie?
No, it's definitely a show.
Okay. Is it new or is it old? Give me, like, 3 hints. I feel like I can figure
it
out.
Honestly, I'm like, I feel like I watched a lot of TV in my room this week.
So can you open something up on your phone? Can you check something? Okay, it's going to come to you at some point. So, guys, when the interruption comes, she goes, oh, I thought of it! We're going to stop, and we're going to let Mary tell us about this show. Before we go into everything, also want to ask, how's week 2? You're back in the class. How do you feel?
We're back at full days. My only issue is that they have lunch at literally 11:30. And that's a pretty early lunch for Miss Mahoney. I don't like that personally.
Uh-huh. Maybe you just have a snack.
That's my complaint.
Okay. Well, I guess that for everything that's happening, if that's the only complaint, you're doing pretty damn well.
Mask up. They all wear them up. It's all good.
Bless your heart. Yeah. Okay, should we take a quick break and then kind of jump straight into Potomac?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk Potomac. So here's the thing. This is how this shit is done. We had basically one scene of everybody just at Karen's house, and it was still, to me, good TV because everybody is so wrong and everybody is so right.
The way that actually Candace described to her therapist what went down, I think is very, very accurate. And we could see the play-by-play. So originally I'm like, oh, Monique is in the wrong. Then I'm watching it back and I'm like, well, no. She definitely instigated
Monique's
it.
In the wrong or Candace is in the wrong?
Monique originally is in the wrong.
Yes.
Like, oh, totally.
Yes. Okay.
But then you kind of replay it and it kind of became a little like iffy for me because I feel like Candace kind of.
She was provoking her a little bit.
Provoking her, but almost like she came at her first physically a little bit.
That's what we were saying last week. So,
but I didn't really see.
It was slowed down this
play by play. The breakdown. They did a really good job.
So we go. Yeah. So the beginning of the episode starts. Well, so the beginning of the episode when we kind of do like the previously on is really taking us through Monique and Candace's friendship from the beginning. Right. So right. Candace is in her bathrobe at her house with a full face of makeup while she's cleaning her glass table and putting placemats down. And she's just obsessing over it. And yeah. So and, you know, we've gone through their friendship and it's very much I thought that her retelling of it was accurate, but I thought that she – this is why I'm like, everyone's right and everyone's wrong. Like, she was right in the way she talked about it, but then he's like – even her therapist was like kind of almost trying to see like, hey, it wasn't 100-0, right? It wasn't even like 90-10. Like, did you instigate it? Did you – like, just asking questions, not blaming her, but just being like, so you're just telling me out of nowhere you were saying you loved her and she just permanently stuck her claw in your head. Like, you know, like – just kind of thing. And the fact that she can't take ownership for it. I'm like, God, you were right. And then you were wrong.
Go ahead.
No, please. You have a bold statement. I'll say mine because I don't think it's as bold as yours.
Okay.
And then, so that way when you say yours and then I say something after, it won't feel so sad. This all stems from her mother. This fight with Monique, Candace and Monique, she considered Monique a sister at some point, right? Even though she was like doing shady shit, she considered them really close. Like she told her therapist, you know, they're really close. Candace's mother is an emotionally abusive woman. Also physically, if you want to think about the time where she hit Candace with her purse.
Right.
Okay. So then when she was saying like somebody close to me, like I think her entire life, her mom has kind of been emotionally abusive towards her. And so this with Monique really triggered something for her.
Okay.
So that's where I'm looking at it as. Your bold statement, please.
Well, I think Candace is more embarrassed than anything else in this situation. Like,
bold.
She's embarrassed that she was put in a physical fight on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then now she's trying to make it a really... Maybe, I mean, it is a really big thing. It is. And she's like, you know, Monique, she's dangerous. She's unpredictable. She's mad that Karen's hosting the women. She's like, you're giving her too much grace. Like, and I get that.
So again, violence is never the answer. It's never the answer. But I thought the way that she was telling the story is like, okay, that made sense. But then when she can't take ownership, I'm like, but see, now you're going like this whole kind of like victim route in the sense. Again, I'm not saying like prefacing.
The girls have teams right now. So Robin and Giselle are with Candace.
And Wendy.
And Wendy. And I think they want literally her fired off the show. There was some rumblings that they all met together and that was like what they were trying to get done at Karen's house, i.e. KB, the security guard for Giselle.
Are we already there?
Her walking in with this security guard.
Well, first off, her pulling up in her Mini Cooper with this big security guard in her front seat. I'm like, okay, start the clock because we're now paying KB to be here at 11:01 a.m. Okay? I only have him till 12:01 p.m., so let's get this going.
That was 1 hour, guys.
I'm just saying, like, it just, you know, Giselle brings it. It's clear that she, like, really, she thinks, like, what is KB going to do? Like, what do they think Monique's going to do?
Who really was KB? How does she know KB, her quote-unquote security? I would love to.
Like, who is KB? Yeah. We need, like, KB is, like, Jamal's security for, like, when he's, like, trying to hide a baby mama or something, you know? And KB's, like, at the door. Like, oh, you can't go in there. Jamal's not there. Like, nope, you know?
It was also really annoying that Giselle was, like, smacking gum. It grossed me out so much. And she just walked in and she's like, I have no questions. I only have commentary.
I just, to me, it was like, okay, again, everyone's right and everyone's wrong. It was like, Giselle came in there with a clear agenda, like you said, right? Like she, completely. Hers was.
Let's cut a bitch.
Nope. That is your saying for tonight.
Have I said that?
Yes. Jess was going to cut a bitch.
I am.
Someone who's going to cut a bitch. No, but Giselle, yeah, Giselle clearly came in there for.
You've been clipped.
Oh, God, clip. So Giselle came in there with an agenda and she did not care. She says to her daughters before, like, unless she basically says she's going to apologize to Candace until the cows come home, like, I don't want anything of it. So she came in there and she's like, no. I don't care what Monique says. It doesn't matter. I felt like even if she was remorseful, like, she couldn't listen to her regardless of how Monique felt. Like, she, again, already had made up her mind. Wendy was like, I can't, like, why did you do this?
But maybe just, like, Giselle and Robin got in their ears too much before. And it was, like, the take. They were really trying to get Monique off the show. And supposedly, like, Monique doesn't go to Portugal. I think she only films with Karen after this.
And Ashley.
What, tell me more.
I told last week we talked about this. Yeah. That, no, I'm saying you're right. Yeah. Right. So I just, you know, and Wendy was like making good points. And I thought that, you know, Wendy was kind of taking this as like, it affects us all as a whole, where I felt Robin. Okay.
I loved Robin.
Robin was the MKEPI over there when she said, and I know we're going, but when she said to Monique, explains what happened, I blacked out, you know, and she starts crying too. Like, and she never says she's remorseful. She said she's like embarrassed. She said she's sorry. She put everybody in that position. Or maybe not even. Did she say sorry for that?
She said she comes in. She's like, she's crying.
Wait, no, she comes in and she's like, oh my God, hi. Should I take my shoes off? Is everybody here? I was like, this is so, the way that she's coming in here is so like, it's just friends gathering, right? Like, where's like that Le Pain Quotidien that you put on a plaque for us? Or not a plaque, no, a serving board.
I literally wrote, she comes in like nothing, then starts crying. It's like, she's like, I'm embarrassed and ashamed, like for letting someone get under my skin. And she's like, I just don't want to be defined by this one bad choice. And she apologized for putting the girls in harm's way.
At the same time, Giselle is taking notes. For the amount that they thought that Monique was being condescending, I was like, Giselle is being so fucking rude right now. She's like, I'm taking notes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take these notes with her crackle white nails. I was like, Giselle, what are you wearing to this?
Was terrible.
Okay.
Like a red
long ruffles. Sleeve with drapey ruffles. She had like almost like, I think they were like Spanx leggings. I owned them too. Not that one, but they had like a racing stripe down the side. Then she had like this rhinestone headband. And I was like, there is a headband in my house that is a silver glitter headband that looks just like that. And I keep...
You...
No.
You have Giselle's style.
No. And I keep trying to give it to my 8-year-old niece. And I'm like, Aubrey, look how cute this is. Don't you want this? And she's literally like, That's so ugly. I'm like, okay, I can't get rid of this. I found my mom wearing it the other day. And I was like, Mom, get that off of your head. She's like, what? It's cute. I'm like, oh, no, this headband won't leave our house.
Isn't that, like, so funny? There's, like, certain things that you're like, how do I still have this?
I don't even know where it came from. It, like, popped up in my car one day. I was like, no. No. But so she's like, she's taking notes and she's being like very rude, I felt. But then, yeah. So keep going with what Monique was saying. She's like blacked out.
She also said that it could happen again.
No. Well, she was saying like it could happen to any of us.
No, I think she was saying like, I blacked out. I had so much rage and, you know, I almost like she had an outer body experience.
Yeah. But she said it could happen to any of us because then Giselle was like, it could never happen to me. I'm raising my girls and they told me not to be around you. But again, you can be around Jamal. They told you not to be around the Jamal, but you said no to that. But Monique's where you draw the line. Okay, okay, okay. But like, that was like, that's what set Giselle off, and where she was like, absolutely not. And Monique, when she said, yeah, I would think your girls would do that too if they heard your version of the story. I was like, oh my God. Like, Monique's not coming in. No. Like, feeling.
She's feeling embarrassed and ashamed, but she's not remorseful.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about that because I want to know what the difference to you. I know Dr. Wendy gave us a little difference of it, like a more embarrassing versus remorse, where she's like, remorse is an individual thing. Embarrassed is like as a whole. It's like a selfish thing.
Yes.
Can you be embarrassed and not remorseful? Can you be remorseful?
100%.
Do you think that she's wrong for not being remorseful but only being embarrassed?
Say that again.
Okay. Do you think it's wrong that she's not remorseful and she's only embarrassed? I'm on Monique's side.
Oh, God. No, no, no. Honey.
Again, I will preface, violence is not the answer. But I just think at some point
was her answer. That was the conclusion to that story. So she doesn't care. She doesn't care what happened to her wig. She doesn't care.
She hasn't called Candace. Candace told us in therapy. Also, Candace was wearing, I don't know if you guys know, but Candace was wearing this very long blue sweater, like big comfy sweater. She's so tiny. That's actually a crop top sweater.
Stop.
It's a crop top sweater. No, I'm just kidding. But, and then I thought, Candace needs to invent a line of triangle tissues.
Oh my God.
The dabbing is out of control. But she should do some thick triangle tissues.
I like that idea, actually.
If she's not going to go the wig route, like wigs, like my wig is so good, it doesn't come off in a fight.
Right.
She goes the triangle tissue route.
That's fair. Okay, getting back to the fight, I did love, because I felt like Monique was trying to work these women. Like,
you almost had tears. Me.
Oh, God, Robin.
Two things. She's like, two things. You almost had me. I was like, whoa! I was not expecting Robin to say that.
She's like, well, you had red wine of you because the velocity.
But that's also wrong. That's also wrong.
And then she's like, well, you leaked it to the blogs too, because, and you just said it 2 days later, your timeline, your tweet, you have no remorse. Your tweet said, ask and you shall receive. And she's like, well, she sure did.
So I have,
so like, that's not cute.
Is the theory that Ashley's the one who leaked it?
No, she did not. Also, Ashley's very much like, well, men don't have the same standards as us, and like, she's like, well, she made a mistake. I'll give her a second chance. I'm gonna hold baby Dean.
Yeah,
like baby Dean is the sixth house.
I mean, he gets his own like lower third Dean 4 months. Ashley's son, like, you know, she gets that. But I don't think that Monique necessarily herself. This is all comes back to like Lisa Vanderpump. Did you sell stories to Radar Online? I would never sell stories. I'd give them for free. You know, like these kind of things. Like, it's like, I didn't do it, but did my best friend? Maybe.
I liked what Wendy said. Like, she was like, you're justifying why you put her, your hands on her, and that's why this is the problem with the whole thing. And the problem with the whole thing, too, is, like, you're not apologizing. You're not saying sorry. You're not remorseful. You're embarrassed because you got caught on camera doing this. That's why you're embarrassed. That's why it's different. And you're embarrassed in front of the public and the people, but you, like, stand behind what you did. And you just are sad that it's on camera. Okay. Boom.
But here – so I thought, you know – again, that's why I was like, Wendy's like very concerned about this. Yes, I think Wendy's smart. Like she said, she's like, I battle with my words. Like I go on TV every day and this is what I say. Like I'm using my words all the time. And I'm like, yes, you 100% are. And I get it. Like, I guess for me with like Monique is I think, now granted, this is also not the first fight that Monique has been in her life. Because when she said, you know, when you're in a fight and your adrenaline just goes. And I think, okay, I've personally never been in a fight, but like this isn't, you're not talking about this isolated incident. You're talking about in life when you're in a fight. It's like, okay, so Monique has been in fights before.
And Giselle circles back to talking about how she said she was going to punch Giselle in the face, Robin with the umbrella, last year with Candace.
Well, so I think it's also like it's a little hypocritical too, though, because it was like Giselle and Robin at one point went into Ashley's restaurant to like put their finger in her face, like to provoke her. So it's like I get that nobody snapped at that point, but it's like if you continue to like run your mouth in a sense, like at one point you're gonna poke a bear that's going to attack, and it doesn't mean it's right, but it's almost like hey. Now, and I don't want to agree with Monique when she said, well, somebody going after you with their words is the same as putting your hands on them. And I'm like,
absolutely not.
That's no, that's not true.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I'm not trying to justify what she did, but I'm just saying, like, I can see how someone, like,
girl, I think this is, like, the first, you're on the wrong side.
But I'm saying violence is not, I don't think what she did was right. I'm just saying I can see how someone who's consistently provoking you is, like, you thought they were your friend, they're befriending you, and then they befriend the friend who you think is making up the story about the trainer. And, you know, Candace knew about that rumor that they were going to go to the reunion and say that her son wasn't Chris's. And, like, if you find out all this stuff and you just think, what the hell? And granted, I think she was mad at like all of them because, you know, Giselle's involved too, but Giselle, like Candace is the smaller one and her and that anger there. But I just can see like at one point, I think definitely Monique has anger issues. And like, instead of seeing her pastor, she should see a therapist and maybe an anger management specialist.
I want to know more about this pastor.
I hope it's Jamal.
What kind of, I would like to sit down with the pastor personally.
Well, you know, a lot of praying. A lot of thoughts and prayers, probably.
What someone said, you can't pray this away or something like that.
Yeah. And then Karen said, prayers solve everything or something like that. Right. And I was like, and she's like, believe me. I was like, I don't, okay. Like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, it's very, but I agree because they're like.
And then she kept, the thing that also bothered me that she kept on saying, my adrenaline's still pumping.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm still trying to make of what happened. Like, I don't know. It's a week later and I still don't know. And it's like they flash back to the Suburban, like after the fight. She's like, okay, so here's what really went down.
And then, but you know, she's like playing up the, oh, I blacked up and getting bits and pieces and it's starting to come together.
I think she went in with an agenda to be like, if I play this, this is my story, I'll get these women back on my side.
Yeah.
But her story wasn't completely truthful.
Yeah, there's holes in the story for sure.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like,
and then she's like, and maybe I don't have to be a part of this anymore. And Karen and Ashley are like, we're going to walk with you on this journey. We'll take you to the
pastor. Ashley's like, well, maybe not for a little bit. And then, you know, she's like, oh, like move on without me. Like, let me go. And Karen's like, we're not letting you go. We're not going to let you go.
Giselle's like, I don't want to be near you. Like,
Giselle already peaced out at that point. She just like gets up and goes. She's like, we got to go. Which was funny because before Monique came to, she was like, well, when's she coming? Like, I have things to do. And she's like, the fucking clock is ticking on this goddamn security guard. Like, KB only has 33 minutes left on his time. Like, so then she just like walks out and leaves because she's like, my hour's up.
She also has an image to protect. That was her line. I have an image.
Jamal and I have an image to protect. Jamal and I. Like, Jamal, who has had six or seven other children, was a cheater pumpkin eater.
You said 11 children, 6 to 7 different baby mamas.
He doesn't claim all 11 of them, though.
Okay, got it.
So, you know, again, I don't have the inner workings. These are just the things that go around, you know? But it was like, when she said that, I was like, okay, see, Giselle, you had me, and then you didn't. Because you saying, like, what she did was wrong, it's like, yes. But then you saying that dumb shit, I'm like, no! Like,
The problem is, I really liked Monique before this, but yeah. I am team Robin, Giselle, Wendy.
I'm team no one.
Candace.
I'm team
no. You have to pick a team.
Can I just, it's maybe a 50, I'm just 50 like, poll. Maybe though, I'm team Wendy in the delivery of it. I'm team Robin, and because like what I liked what Wendy said was when she got there is like she's like I'm looking for the truth, but I'm also like looking for bravery or some. She said something like that where she was like she wanted to have an honest conversation where it was like I'm going to call you out. And we can have a talk about this, and I appreciated the way that her and Robin kind of called it. Giselle was too, just like no, it's my way or the highway.
I like Giselle's Robin and Robin's. They were like factual. Like they're like let's turn back time, baby. I like there were facts.
I did like
Karen's like I'm not gonna ice anyone out. We're gonna try to help you. We're gonna get you in the right direction. I think Ashley could care less, to be honest. She's the kind of like, we gotta go. Baby Dean's got a nap coming up. See, I'm gonna try to potty train.
I think Ashley is on Monique's side.
I don't think she cares that much.
I think she does though. Because she needs a side. Like, here's the thing, right? Right now, as long as she perpetuates this fight to keep going a little bit more, but, like, picks a side in the sense of she has to pick Monique because as soon as the dust lays on this, they're going back to Michael's infidelities. And she knows that Robin and Giselle are going right. to be the one to go after it, right? So she's got to stick with Monique because they're in this together kind of thing, you know? And then I felt like she was very – and Ashley, remember, too, Ashley didn't see it happen. She was in the bathroom. Right. She only knows this story, and she knows how much like
broken wine glasses.
But you know how much Giselle like kind of exaggerates the story a little bit, and probably you know kind of tell and isn't maybe the most like trustworthy source of news. Like I think she's very biased in things she said. So I think like she's like, okay, my friend Monique told me this is what happened. Karen probably corroborated like some of it.
Right.
And then I'm gonna pick this side.
Yeah, I think that the bad taste in my mouth is like Monique is like.
Do you think she should apologize to Candace?
Yes, 100%. But I don't like that she was like, I don't really know what happened. And you know she knows. She knows what happened. And then she's like, don't judge me off one mistake. And like she was definitely playing the sympathy card for me, which I didn't like. When she should have just been like, I'm embarrassed. I need to get in a situation where I can talk with her, maybe with KB as well, just me, her, and KB, and really say, you know what, this is why I'm so, you pissed me off for months.
Yeah.
And this is where that's coming from, and it all boiled over, and I am disgusted, embarrassed, feel remorseful of my actions, and, you know.
I think she could
I hope you don't have to, like, can I pay for Dr. Ken's bill, you know?
No, Dorothy is already, so it's okay. No, I think that she needs to talk. Yeah, I think what she apologizes for, I think she apologized for putting her hands on her. But I think it's like, let me tell you why I did this, though. You've been poking at me. You know what? And I snapped. And it's not cool that I snapped, but you're not victim. Like, you're not blameless in this. Like, you need to understand, like, your actions.
Dr. Ken thinks you did contribute to the actions and he wanted you to say that, but you wouldn't admit it.
Mm-hmm, because when he asked, you said, no, I don't take any blame in this.
Nothing warrants what she did to me.
And it's just...
And get me more Kleenex.
Never mind, I'll start my own line. Candace's tears. What could it be called? Kleenex by Candace? You know,
I like
something...
I like the tears.
Okay.
For happy and hard times.
Oh, look at you, slogan girl. I don't know.
It's wild that we literally spent an entire episode at Karen's house not eating.
Girls
don't eat.
They were asking. They were like, where's the food? But it was funny because Robin was very much like Candace. Wendy was like, yeah, she's not remorseful. Like, I don't know what I can do here. Like, Robin was like, well, I need to see it in her actions, on her social media. I'm like, Monique is in the wrong, yes, but for some reason, I just cannot. I give her like a 2% pass. I don't know. I know this is very controversial of me. I also thought it was funny too when Robin was like, so Monique's like, let me take the baby, Ashley. Like, give me your baby, basically. And Robin's like, she's over here kissing babies. Like, she's a regular politician, you know? Like, it just, it, the whole thing was like, but I have to say, like, a great episode.
I like that it was just like one sit down. I feel like we haven't really had that in a housewife
situation. Like, when's the last time that you
see both sides? Mm-hmm. I mean, we always, you know, we get three Berkshires episodes, but
yeah,
it was interesting.
I mean, the trailer for the upcoming season looks insane.
Yeah, so we go to Portugal. Robin has some IRS problems.
And she also has a bad wig. It's very, there's one scene where I was like, Robin, what? There's IRS issues and looks like there's issues with Juan.
There's Ray and
Karen.
Karen.
There's a fight between Michael Darby and Chris. And that was where, and like, and there's Ashley Candace tension at this finale party. And I'm like, okay, so are we going to give, Ashley said, like, should we give the men the same pass? Like, what do you think that they talk about? Like, something, what sets them off? And is
Michael and Chris?
Yeah. Like, do you think it's like, is there something like, because it looks like Ashley's trying to provoke. Michael
heard something the wrong way.
Maybe. It looks like Ashley's trying to provoke Candace a little bit. And I think she almost wants Candace to snap, like Monique snap, so she can be like, see, it could happen to any of us.
Okay. Do we think Candace will come back next season?
Yes. Well, it was interesting too with her talk with Dr. Ken. No, she did say she has nothing to say to Monique, but she also said like she could move on with time. And so I wonder if that was like a ploy in the sense of like, if it's me or her, I'll stay because I can move on from it. Like, was she looking at it as a paycheck question with the show?
Will Monique stay or go?
I think she should go. She was on Watch What Happens Live, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I only caught, like, a few minutes. But it was basically, like, she's still doubling down on it. Like, Andy was giving her reasons, like, to say she's sorry, and she, like, just can't. She can't. I think she has, like, fans that are telling her, like, no, like, Candace deserved this and all these things. Oh, God, it's probably me she's listening to. Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's gotta be you. But, like, you know, that I think she's, like, no, if people agree with me, then it's, like, oh, Candace did have it coming, you know, all this stuff. But so... Andy's face was very like, ugh, like, you know, that Chrissy Teigen.
Not a good look for you.
Yeah, that Chrissy Teigen meme.
I think they should both go. Mm-hmm. Keep my OGs.
I don't know what Candace necessarily brings to it.
And I like Ashley too. So.
No, Ashley can stay. I think Monique and Candace can both go. Yeah. I mean, I just don't see if you bring Monique back, that's not a good look. Like,
I don't think they can. There's no way.
I mean, Portia and Kenya, they brought Portia back. She was like a friend of, like, there are incidences that have happened. I just think that it's
we need the real world protocols.
Yeah. I mean, and also though, like, Portia after was
also,
like,
okay, wait, I also have another question. You know how they're like not supposed to, they're not allowed to like sue each other or whatever.
Right.
I wonder if there's a clause though, if there's something physical. I mean, she could like, I mean, well, Dorothy's going to try to get her too.
No, I don't think that they can. I'd be curious to see what the clause is. And I know we're never going to. But I'd be curious.
If someone puts their hands on you, you can, you know, take that to the police.
But not if you sign a contract saying you're not allowed to sue.
There's got to be a loophole.
I don't know, because I'm pretty sure Portia got arrested when she attacked Kenya because there was like a mugshot of her smiling. So I'm curious. I'm curious. Okay, before we end, I just want to talk a little bit about Secrets Revealed on the New York episode because I thought it was so fun.
The opening taglines were hilarious. Oh my God. I posted that story. I liked their little trivia game because I was like, oh, God, could it be that? Could it be that? What?
When the question about what they should do for an intervention with Dorinda, and it was like, get Dr. Phil. And then I was like, and then to find out Dorinda has a huge crush on Dr. Phil, I was like, what is happening?
So funny. So funny.
What did you think of Leah's new look? So the girls all talked about her confessional looks in general.
No, the sex choker with the bangs was not for me.
If you guys don't think she looks like Lindsay Lohan now, I don't know what to say. I was getting such Lindsay Lohan, like, confessions of a teenage drama queen.
Okay. No? Okay. No, I don't completely see it, no.
Okay. Whatever. That's you.
Gosh, are they, like, the same age?
No, Lindsay Lohan, I believe, is, like our 35. Age. 34, 30. I think she's our age.
I think she's 35. I feel like she's a July birthday. Leah's only 37. So, yeah, they're, like, the same age.
They're similar, yeah.
Doesn't Leah seem so much older?
No.
Like, not in...
The trivia question when they were, like, when Leah's, like, my dad's not gonna walk me down the aisle. And it was, like, Leah's family laughs at her. And I was, like, okay, this is a little too much.
In my family.
I also don't need more scenes of Leah's family.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I just thought, I was like, okay, Leah, we get
She's going to bring her sister on so much next season.
No, less Sarah, more Rob, if anything. Give me some more Rob.
I would like some more Rob.
Rob.
So, and then that was kind of also interesting that her and Tinsley scene, how basically she's like, we just like didn't have the sex anymore. Like I wasn't attracted to him anymore. We tried to make it work. Everything else is great, but.
Do you believe that?
I do. Do you?
Yes. I feel like she told herself that. Like, I feel like she convinced herself of that. Of like, okay, maybe the chemistry's not there. Like, I don't know. They just, because they have chemistry together and she's very in love with him.
Yeah, but then there's a certain point where I think people become like too good of friends.
Yeah, maybe. It's just too platonic now.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a sibling relationship as opposed to like a lover relationship, if you will.
Right.
I did appreciate like her tips for dating.
What were they?
It was like it was all their tips for dating. It was like no kinky sex photos. She was talking about the pita chip one.
Oh, right. I would have loved to see who this pita chip guy is.
I know. I feel like he's friends with sorry to bring her up, but remember Kelly Dodds, the taco guy, like the Manhattan milk guy?
The milkman?
Yeah, the milkman. I feel like pita chip is probably friends with the milkman.
Milkman was so hot.
But also kind of douchey.
No, he was just dumb. Well, not even douchey. He was dumb.
Yeah.
He's like, do you like tacos?
Guacamole. I like them making fun of Ramona's drink, the way she orders it. Because, again, it's a vodka soda with muddled mint.
Only one shot of vodka.
And an oversized Cabernet glass. Bring your own straws.
Slice of ice.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you liked from that?
I loved it. I would actually watch that again.
Yeah. I thought it was just a fun episode. Again, and the Beverly Hills secret reveal. Did you ever catch that one?
I didn't.
You still haven't watched it?
No, I'll go back.
No, don't go back. It's fine. You don't need to, but it was just, that was like, it was such a fun episode. There are
rumblings Erica Jane is demoted to friend of.
I mean, isn't that what she already is?
I think we started the rumblings.
Did we? We did? What did we say?
Someone texted me, my friend Catherine. She's like, is this true? I was like, she's like, have you heard this? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I started the rumor.
How did you start it?
We just keep on saying, Erica or Doree, you pick one. This is Cutthroat Island.
Oh, Cutthroat Island. I like that. Okay, well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we go? Again, light week, but listen, we got OC next week. I know. We're going to just check in. The following week, we've got Salt Lake. Like, things are a-brewing, so let's all take this time to really just enjoy our weeks before we're bogged down with new content.
Salt Lake is in November.
You're right. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry, but Southern Charm comes the 29th. So we've got OC next week. 2 weeks later,
November
Southern Charm.
November 2nd, I think, is Below Deck.
Below Deck is the following week. And then the week after that is Salt Lake, I'm pretty
sure. Things are coming up, guys.
Like, it's just a lot. And let's all prepare ourselves. Let's all end this podcast by putting on some eye masks. maybe like a cucumber on your eye. You know, get one of those jade rollers. Yep, there you go.
A jade. But no, it's an ice one too.
Okay, an ice roller or a jade or, you know, whatever roller you have. A rolling pin if you must. You know, let's just treat ourselves this week because there's just...
Lots to come.
Lots to come. Have a happy week. Have a great rest of your week. Don't forget to register to vote. It's coming up. I couldn't not say something about it. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.